The General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, says the party will be going to Congress in December this year to elect new executives. Currently, constituency elections are being held as a prelude to the regional elections in September. He told Radio Ghana that the loud silence of the party on the airwaves is to tactically implement reforms in the party.
You will have noted that in April of this year, we held our National Executive Council meeting, TAMALE, to make our preparations towards our Congress. It may not have been heard all over. It was held in TAMALE the Saturday before the NDP Congress. And I think the media perhaps were giving more attention to that program, and therefore you did not fully hear about ours. But a lot was discussed and many plans were made. You will have noted that in the past we have had some problems with our results, particularly at our performance at the polling station. And so we drew up a new organization plan to try and address some of those issues. You also have noted that at our previous Congress, both at the trade fair site in 2011 and at Esipong, Sakadi, or Sekendi, in 2012, where we elected Dr. Sakala as our flag bearer, we effected some constitutional changes. And those constitutional changes form part of the processes of what we are now embarked upon. And that is due to lead to constituency elections, which are currently underway now in all our regions, and also regional congresses, which will take place in September, October of this year, before a national congress to elect new executives of the party, which is scheduled to take place December of this year. The purpose of that is to try and do things early rather than late, which has been the trend in the past, and which we believe is one of the reasons that we've been having some problems, so that those new executives will be able to try and carry out this continuous process of registration of people who are committed to the ideas of the party at a polling station level, and therefore strengthen our organization, which has been a problem for us in the past.
From what you said so far, it seems a lot is going on in the CPP, but why has the party kept that quiet?
Well, you know, when you make a lot of noise on national issues, and I think Ghanaians are even complaining about NDC making noise, NPP making noise, when CPP makes noise about policies and issues, it is not always something the media are interested in talking about. You won't believe that people to this day think that it is NPP who were the ones who believe in free education. Meanwhile, free education has been in the CPP party manifesto.
So do you think the media is being biased towards the CPP?
I don't think I would use that word, but I think they're used to consuming a particular type of food from those institutions, and they are used to receiving, you know, it. And whenever a different type of plate is offered to them, perhaps it's not offered to them frequently enough, but a time will come when I know that they are already tired, and they are looking to see serious alternatives and discussing serious things that will lead to serious changes in their life.
And that was the General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet.